And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us and being part of this fun, exciting podcast that, you know, we bring to you every week. You know, it's just voted by the best of Rhode Island, the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. It's just a small little accolade there.
No, we appreciate it.
We appreciate all our listeners and the outpouring of people talking about it. About us now being involved with Studio 10 has been really cool as well. Okay. As a matter of fact, I met up with Scott Isaacs, who's their news director, recently, and he was really excited about it and says, "No, this is a great partnership." And so we're totally excited for the entire, just having fun and you know, so many great things to highlight in the state and in this market. So we're happy to do that. Mary, what's new in the world of the Larson family? You guys, I understand. Yeah, I was going to say, I understand you are in the majority at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if you as a listener have a young one in the school systems, hold on tight because the flu's coming to get you. And it's, I mean, seriously. Luckily for us and what we've found, of course, my family was vaccinated. We got the flu vaccine. What we found for the majority of the kids in my son's class is that it was a low grade fever with the cough and the sore throat. And it just hangs around for a long time. But we have been hanging out at home, binging a lot of movies. Thank goodness we have Disney Plus right now, and it saved our sanity for a while, having all the popsicles, doing all the hydration. But yeah, we have not been able to get out and about and do all these fun things, which kills me. I have had severe FOMO. I do a podcast and now go on TV to talk about fun things to do, and I have been stuck at home. The cabin fever has run rampant for me.
Needless to say, all the events we talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, will be BYOM, bring your own mask, yes. If you're out there. Well, the whole thing just comes down to common sense, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been a teacher, you've been in the classroom, you've done a ton of different things. If your child is sick, stop. Just take a few days because you're going to get it and you don't want to bring it to an office. Mm-hmm. And it just, the cycle continues on and on. Now, I'm knocking on wood the desk that is, you know, that I have here, which is very nice oak, by the way, from Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. I haven't had this issue yet. I have not had a problem yet with
you've never had the flu?
I mean, I've gotten sick in the past, but you've never had right now, yeah. Not this. Yeah, no, okay. I'm good. I'm good. And you can hate if you want to. You'd just be wasting your time. I don't get the flu shot. I got it once in 2001, got violently sick right after that, and never done it again.
Really?
Nope. Not doing it. Not going to take it. And I do the fire department. I go into contact with sick people. Mm-hmm. I'm out and about with the masses, the crowds, the people of the day.
Look at opening up this controversial can of worms.
I know.
See, my opinion is that I feel like the doctors are smarter than me. And if they want me to take some shot, I'm doing it. Granted, though, I have gotten the flu. I got the flu 2 years ago when it was the wrong flu vaccine. The different strain went around. So I got that terrible flu. And then, here we are. My family of four got vaccinated, and my poor little son got it anyway. But they do say that if you do catch it and you have the vaccine, that supposedly it means it's not as bad. I have no idea. But I have a lot of friends. My dad, I don't think he really often gets the flu shot. There's a lot of people. Yeah. My husband, Blake, the producer of the show, he never used to get the flu shot until he met me. And yeah, working in the schools and everything, I had to have it. So I kind of insisted that he have it as well. So
now before you start throwing all the hate and shade via the social medias, I have had all the other vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer kind of guy. I mean, I know that's a big hot topic, but actually just a few months ago, I got my tetanus shot booster after 20 years.
Congratulations.
Kept on talking the doctor out of it. Like, I don't need it. I don't work with rusty nails. I'm fine. I don't need it. Don't worry about a thing. I'm good. I hate needles.
Oh, yeah.
Shots. So if you are suffering with the flu, the best way to reach out to us and share in your misery, maybe people will co-miserate with you.
They're going to blame you. They're going to say, I got this from Ben.
I'm nothing. I'm clean here. You know what I mean?
You can be a carrier, Ben.
I'm not a carrier. I'm in peak health. I mean, I'll tell you the secret. Lots of coffee. Lots of water.
Ice cream.
I don't go to the gym. I'm not doing that. That's where germs are.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's like, come on, people. That's where the germs are.
We need to have a disclaimer at the end of this podcast. Yes. Do not take either Ben or my advice.
The advice and thoughts offered by the Wicked Roadie hosts are for entertainment purposes only.
That's right.
Anyway, hey, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, maybe you're sitting in the ER waiting to get seen by a doctor and you're just listening and enjoying the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, WickedRoadiePodcast.com.
This is why our podcast wins. The past 2 years has won the best podcast of Rhode Island because we bring such different viewpoints to these issues. I love it. So what do you have?
We tell you not to be healthy.
What do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick? For those of us who are healthy and do want to get out of the house, what are you suggesting?
If you want to get out of the house, it is something that is sought after every year. It's Northeast International Auto Show. It's happening at the Rhode Island Convention Center, presented by the Rhode Island Automobile Dealers Association.
That's a
it
word. Automobile.
Yeah, Automobile Dealers Association, the RIADA, not the, yeah, it's a different AD. There's so many acronyms, but this one is, this is an awesome event. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, 12 to 10, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And they will have hundreds of new cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs, and more to fill the Rhode Island Convention Center. You will get to check out some of your favorite models in a non-selling environment. You can sit behind the wheel. You can look at the engines. You can ask questions to the experts. You can experience the new technologies. And you'll see concept cars there. You'll see cars that are just out of this, are beyond your wild expectations.
That's cool. Yeah,
it's really cool just to see this whole show come together. If you got families, if you got kids, this is something certainly cool to check out, because it's not like the classic car shows we talk about in the summertime where, you know, they don't want you really shouldn't be touching the vehicles. You can touch these vehicles, well, most
Perfect.
Of them anyway. You can
yes.
get in there, sit around, and you know, bring the whole family. See if you'll all fit in that Corvette or that Mustang. And if it works, then you connect up with a local dealer and go for it. But it is happening this weekend, Northeast International Auto Show at the Rhode Island Convention Center, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Admission, look, it's only $12 for adults and $8 for students. Children 12 and under are free with
nice.
A paying adult. Yeah, so it's this is a cool event, and this brings in a lot of people to Providence. So go on, check it out. Plenty of room. You're going to love it. It's going to be fun.
So that is the Wicked Interesting listing, and here is what's wicked fun in the 401.
Got Mary.
Listen, I know that a lot of people do not choose winter as their favorite season like I do. I am a winter fanatic. Bring me all the snow, bring me all the snuggles. And one of the best places to go this time of year, now that the cold has actually arrived and it's here to stay, is Yagoo Valley Ski and Snowboard Park. And they've got the snow tubing. Now, even when there isn't snow happening outside, you know, we've kind of got like the leftover crusty snow from that little snowfall we had. You can still go because they've got the snowmaking machines. It's like Elsa visits Exeter, Rhode Island every single day. Now, I do know that snow tubing is generally happening just in the weekends. You know, it'll be open a bit more during kids' school break and everything. But they have snowboarding and skiing lessons that take place even on the weekdays. So, you know, if you have kids who want to try it out or if you yourself want to try it out, they've got great rentals. Have you ever been down there, Ben?
I have. And I can tell you that the best part about the snow tubing there is they have that little relay system that you sit on the tube and it brings you right back up the hill. No trudging up. And it's perfect if you got kids, because the worst part, you come down the hill, it's great, but getting them to walk back up the hill is a battle.
Oh, it is.
So this is something, you know, to have that little ride up, it's almost as fun as coming down the hill there over at the, but they do, you're right, the lessons are perfect.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to drive far, you don't have to, you know, pack meals or anything like that. It's literally just an Exeter. It's a giant hill. I mean, that's what I get the biggest kick out of, is that when you drive down to Yagu, you have to go down the hill in your car on the road, and you can see like, oh yeah, I can see how people can ski on this.
It's not the same. You're not driving down the same path as the skiers, though. You don't have to watch out. You can drive careless and reckless free. No, drive safely, folks, as you go down over there. Well, another great event that's happening this weekend is the 8th annual Spectacular Cookie Smackdown.
Tell me more.
RI Food Fights, good people over there. They are having this event. It happens every year, well, 8 years running now. It's on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. over at the Water Fire Event Center. And you are invited to come. $25, you can stuff your face with the tastiest cookies in the state, wash it all down with the Yacht Club soda, New Harvest coffee, or ice cold coffee milk, and it is incredible. Now, you got to grab, if you've been to any of the throwdowns in the past that RI Food Fights does, you know you're not going home hungry. This is just an incredible, incredible display. You get to vote. It's kind of like, it's... Remember the old school chowder cook-off they used to have down in Newport?
Yeah,
it's just like that, only with cookies.
See, it makes me think of, you know, in movies how there's like pie competitions and like those little bumpkin towns. I don't know if you binge, you know, completely cheesy Netflix movies, but like I do. But this is what I picture, except not pies, but cookies and indoors. So you don't even have to worry about the elements. You don't have to worry about what the weather's like outside. And cookies are much more feasible than chowder or the pies. It's a lot less messy.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the best part is you can eat all the cookies you want, and any crumbs that fall on the floor, they're going to clean it up later. You don't have to, you know, vacuum the rug at your own house.
Perfect.
So this is something cool. If you're looking for something fun to do on Sunday, remember, there's no football this Sunday. From 1 to 3 p.m. Well, wait a minute. It might be that All-Star Pro Bowl or something. I don't know. It's forget it. It's lame. Don't worry about that one. Super Bowl's next week. This Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m., head on over. RI Food Fights, the 8th annual Spectacular Cookie Smackdown. What else you got, Mary?
I love it. So, okay, a lot of people have made, you know, resolutions or goals for themselves. Maybe you've gone through your closet. You know, maybe Marie Kondo inspired you and you got rid of a whole bunch of stuff, but you don't know what to do with it. AS220, we talk about them a ton. They do fantastic events and classes and really help explore the arts, but they're also really great for our community. They're having a clothing swap take place on Saturday from 2 to 5. Basically, you get to bring your unwanted clothes and you can swap for something that you'd like. You don't have to exchange money. You don't have to buy things. And also the great thing about this is that people can show up if they don't have clothes to swap. So if you are in need, maybe one of your goals this year is to go for a new job and you don't necessarily have a interview outfit that is spiffy enough. You can head on over to this and rummage through the clothing and see if something suits your fancy. I love this because I always donate my clothes. You know, of course, the Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they work frequently with Savers. There's great organizations to donate to. But this is a way that there isn't even money exchanged. So I think it's an awesome way. There's so many members of our community that really do need some new clothes. And who knows, maybe you'll end up finding some new pieces. It's that whole idea, you know, that someone's trash is someone else's treasure. So that's taking place with AS220 Saturday from 2 to 5. You can just show on up with your clothes and swap it for something else.
Those great events are always great, too, because especially with kids growing up and they grow so fast out of outfits. If it's in good, great condition, yeah, this is the perfect time to make use of that and meet some new people,
too. That's right. And then what else do you have on up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I was getting ready for the next segment there.
You were excited. Yeah, I was thinking about the clothes that you were going to be swapping on. I could.
nobody wants my old clothes. No, something really cool happening on Saturday, all day Saturday afternoon. It's the Winter Carpet Clash.
Don't even know what that means.
This is RC Cars Racing, okay? This is over in East Providence. RC, standing for Remote Control.
Okay.
Car racing. They have a carpeted track at their location there, and they will be having various heats, various rounds, qualifying. They will have races going on all afternoon. Now, perhaps you're not into the remote control of the model car.
No, I didn't know that this was a thing.
Oh, Mary. This is something that has Blake and Larson Ladd all over it. You could bring the Larson Lass as well. I mean, the whole family can go, but this is something really cool. These cars go fast. These cars go really fast. They run on, it's not gasoline, it's like an alcohol-based fuel.
Okay.
So they actually do get going pretty good, good speed. So there's
not double A energizer.
No. This is not batteries. These are engines. These are really cool cars that go around and they race them around and there's prizes. So it's something cool to check out. Go check it out. You know, the racing starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. They'll have different rounds of qualifying and you can see all the different stuff there. Plus, you could probably pick up a kit to start your own. Not necessarily as fast and as crazy as the ones you'll see there. But, you know, if you want a little amateur kit or something to start with your kids, this will be something cool to check out as well. So check that out. It's happening at RC Cars C Racing. It's
in East Providence, yeah.
Car CZ Racing.
I got you. We got just, it on our website.
Just click the link. People spelling things weird. It's wicked fun.
It is wicked fun.
That was the cue music I was looking for, and then I was going to say, hey, Mary, what do you have for Wicked Family Friendly?
And here I am waiting for you. I love it. It's not like we've done this 171 times. We got this.
No.
We're professionals. So, of course, you just mentioned that car racing event that is, you know, great for all ages. There's another amazing event taking place on Sunday. Once again, probably you may or may not be sitting around the televisions watching football because there really isn't a big one going on this weekend. So you can head on out to Free Play Arcade. I've mentioned Free Play Arcade before. It's located behind PPAC. If you can find PPAC, you just kind of go behind it, take a right, you'll find the Free Play Arcade. Now, this is generally open to adults. And I'm going to tell you guys, this is where you need to go for a date night. This is where you need to go for a birthday. It is $10 generally, but generally only open to adults. On Sunday, they're going to be opening it to all ages. So $10 gets you in and you get to play unlimited games. And these are like retro games. So you got Skee Ball, you have Tron, you have Mario Kart. My favorite is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Pac-Man, you name it. They've got the game there. And as I said, it's unlimited. So this is a great activity. You know, if you do have a child who likes to play video games, you don't have to worry about inserting more quarters or running out of time. It's a different kind of place than, say, your typical Chuck E. Cheese venue. This is a much more exciting, elegant in the sense that it's retro and really cool. But I highly recommend that you check this place out, whether it's for this Free Play Family Day or just during the week in general.
The they have pinball machines there, right?
Oh yeah, they do. Like there was tons.
There's a Rhode Island Pinball League that had an event earlier this month, which was absolutely crazy. So I'm sure you'll see some of those people there. But classic games, like vintage.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, that's what
they've
you
got
want.
Racing games. I mean, that's it. Whatever. If you have ever played in an arcade at any point in your life, you are going to find those games there. I mean, old school Donkey Kong, really, honestly, any kind of game you like, they've got it. And I just love that it's unlimited. It reminds me, do you remember Game Genie? Like back when we played like Nintendo 64 or any of that kind of stuff, when we had the Game Genie and it gave you unlimited lives. So you really could tackle anything the games threw at you. It's like that. It's like Game Genie, but it's your cover cost of just $10.
I would dream of the Game Genie as I was working in the fields on the farm because, you know, that's what we did. growing up the son of a farmer. So the posh lifestyle there, Mary. That was, must have been nice.
There I was.
We're talking to Mary Larson, ladies and gentlemen, a young lady who did join the URI sailing team just to be out on the boat to let other people row her around. Like, oh, fantastic. Oh, this is great. This is fun. Thank you. And you show up with your wine and cheese plate and stuff. Like, oh, what? No, I thought this was a cruising club. That's great.
I have to work? What is this?
I remember you telling me that story. I joined this club because I just wanted to go out on a boat.
I did. They didn't let me back after the one time I went.
Well, hey, at least you got one ride.
I got one great ride, man. It was beautiful. It was a great sunset ride. Then awesome. They realized I was mooching. Oh, well. Here at Wicked Rarity, love to remind you about the amazing organization, the United Way of Rhode Island. Of course, the United Way of Rhode Island helps to spread the word about great opportunities for you, your family, and friends, where you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So what do we have for a suggestion this week?
Find Your Bold in North Kingstown. They are looking for volunteer grant writers and event committee members. Now, their mission is to help people overcome perceived limitations through outdoor physical activities. They are seeking volunteers to identify grant opportunities and write proposals, as well as individuals who are interested in helping with event planning. So you want to get involved in this organization, especially as we start to come. I know it's January, folks, but spring is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking from a person who is not a big winter fan, unlike my counterpart over here, who is, you know, Elsa herself, right? That's the good one, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Well, technically, she's actually quite bad. She makes poor choices. She comes around in the end.
Well, there's a storyline to be found there somewhere, folks.
Getting deep in Disney.
There's a new podcast for you.
Hey.
Deep in Disney. There you go. Find all the secrets. Find Your Bold, wonderful organization. Mary, what do you have?
The Alzheimer's Association, the Rhode Island chapter. Of course, they're aiming to help eliminate Alzheimer's disease through the advancement of research and to provide enhanced care and support for all affected. So they are looking for people who can help communicate with elected officials to help really kind of get the word out there and to help educate them as well. They're also looking for people to help participate in events and share their stories. For this, you do need to be 21 years or older, but if this interests you to help out with the Alzheimer's Association of Rhode Island, you can check that on out.
If you want to learn more about the United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We're keeping busy on social media and just like you. So here's the scoop. Spread the word about Wicked Roadie. I know that you've got your phone probably in your hand. Maybe you're out for a walk. You can take a screenshot and share this in your stories. Share it so people can learn about the podcast. And if you're snapping any photos at events this weekend, use that hashtag Wicked Roadie. And if you're someone who just wants to scroll and see what gorgeous things are going on in the state, search that hashtag as well. Hashtag Wicked Roadie.
That's you. If you're looking to get your message, sorry, I don't know why I just did that. It's maybe I am getting sick and I don't know it. No, if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook.
Until next time, folks, my name is Mary Larson.
I think I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We don't have great medical advice for you, but we've got great advice on what to do in the weekend. So yeah. Listen in and we'll have more for you next Thursday.
Yeah, you want medical advice, go Google what your symptoms are and good luck with that.